Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 7 p.m. and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and I am joined by NWF ring announcer and Hall of Famer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace Diamond. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I couldn't be better if I were twins, and yes, it is a very scary thought, but let me tell you what. For anybody that missed this past Saturday night in Fairfield, you missed one hell of a show. Because let me tell you what. Top to bottom, back to front, side to side, don't matter how you looked at that card, how you looked at each individual match, you could not top that anywhere. Period, point blank, end of conversation. That was a phenomenal show, no pun intended.
I have heard that it was, as you said, a phenomenal event.
You saw relentless Ron Mathis go one-on-one with the master and ruler of the DDT, Bruce Gray. I mean, that was a hard, and I do mean hard-hitting match. You had none other than the man from the Windy City himself, Mr. Reality Check, go one-on-one with one of Fairfield's favorite sons, Mr. Rock and Roll himself, Jesse Hyde. Jesse Hyde was able to pull out the victory on that and then was attacked by none other the Nasty Russ. Those two will meet when we return to Fairfield. Nasty Russ was complaining, you know. He came back to the NWF. He was put on the active roster, and he felt he should have been on that show, and he was not even booked. So he went out. He attacked Jesse Hyde. Thank God for NWF CEO Nate Pelly being there. He made the match right then, right there. We have a match between Jesse Hyde and Nasty Russ when we return to Fairfield in February. We saw Christopher Michael Lotus take on Brody Cormick. We saw the return of Sean Virus Hard Drive as he challenged Lexus Montez for the Northern Wrestling Federation Unified Championship. That again, was another very hard-hitting, hard-fought match. Lexus Montez squeaked out, and I am emphasizing squeaked out with that championship. I don't think he expected that from Virus, and I'm going to tell you now, he was sorely mistaken when he did not expect that kind of a match. We saw Pompano Joe take on Alex Hayden. Pompano Joe did refuse to put the tri-state title on the line. However, Alex Hayden did pick up a very important victory over the tri-state champion. Pompano Joe is still refusing to put that title on the line, so when we return to Fairfield, the only way he said he will defend it again against Alex Hayden is if when we return to Fairfield, he is able to defeat two wrestlers of Pompano Joe's choosing. So Alex Hayden will be in a gauntlet match. Nobody knows who those two wrestlers will be, though. We saw the Titan defend the NWF Championship against Hollywood Adam Swayze, and that pencil neck used car salesman Gideon Weinstein was out there ringside trying to cause all kinds of shenanigans, but to no avail because the Titan still walked out NWF champion. Now, of course, you know, Weinstein and Swayze cried afterwards, demanding that Swayze deserves another shot at that title. We will see that match when we return to Fairfield on February the 24th. However, there was a stipulation put in place by Nate Pelly. Should the Titan retain his title when we return in February, he gets 5 minutes in the ring with Gideon Weinstein, and let me tell you, I hope, beyond all hope, the Titan kicks his kids behind and gets his hand on that. I don't even know what to call Gideon Weinstein. He's listening to him is like listening to nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, I think nails on the chalkboard is a little more pleasant than hearing him talk.
Well, you get my point then.
Oh, absolutely.
And that shirt, oh my God, did he borrow that from like the disco era? That thing is bright. It is blinding. And I want to know what thrift shops he got it at so I could pick at that place because that is horrible.
Yeah, that's a bit of a high score.
Understatement?
For sure. Yeah, it's pretty ugly.
And then we saw the Northern Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions, the Crimson Mafia, the Mercenary Anthony Bryant and Lord Crew, defend those titles against the former champions, David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater. They were, to an extent, able to neutralize Wildcat Chris Harris because, shock of all shocks, they handcuffed Wildcat to the ring post. Got a taste of his own medicine. However, the Crimson Mafia did walk out with a victory. I will not take away from the fact that they are very talented. You've got the experience of Wildcat Chris Harris. You've got the experience of one of the most decorated Northern Wrestling Federation champions. And then you just got the brute strength and power of Lord Crew, who is a former unified champion. So, I mean, I take nothing away from that group as far as their abilities. I just don't always agree with their tactics. So, I want everybody to be aware, we are at Bone Crushers this upcoming Saturday night, February the 3rd. Doors will open at 6 p.m., special 7 p.m. bell time. There is plenty of parking, but please, please, please get there early. Get the best seats in the house because it is a bone-crushing night of action every time we return to Bone Crushers. And then Saturday night, February the 17th, we return to HITS in Covington, Kentucky. You can get pre-sale tickets at that location for NWF Shot Through the Heart. That will be February 17th at HITS in Covington. Another huge, huge Northern Wrestling Federation event. It is going to be off the chain. It is wild. It is crazy. These guys go out there. They put it all on the line every time. So make sure you get your tickets. You don't want to miss a minute of that action. And then, of course, we will return to the UAW Hall in Fairfield Saturday night, February the 24th. All right. So, pre-sale tickets will be available at all live Northern Wrestling Federation events. And get them early. VIP tickets, as always, $15. General admission are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. So, make sure you get your tickets. Make sure you join us at all live events. You can keep up with all the exciting action of the Northern Wrestling Federation by calling our hotline at 513-570-4NWF. Or follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, check out the website at www.nwfwrestling.com. We've got, on Facebook, we've got Team NWF Army, Northern Wrestling Federation. So, I mean, make sure you check out all of our social media sites, like us, follow us. Make sure you join us at these live events, because let me tell you, it is some of the best pure wrestling action you are going to see anywhere. And there's not a match that I can tell you that I've seen on a card there in 20-plus years that I don't think could main event pretty much just about any show out there on the indies. We've got such great talent. We've got such awesome trainers. And these guys really, really live by the motto, take pride or get out. I mean, that is the motto we live by. If you are interested in becoming a professional wrestler, ring announcer, ring valet, referee, manager, make sure you visit us at 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place, Tuesdays and Thursday nights between 6 and 8 p.m. Those are our training nights. Come on down, check it out. If you're interested, you know, that's the best time to come down, ask questions, find out, you know, do you have the heart and passion to make it in this business? Because that will be the true test when you come down there and you start training. Because I've been at training. Well, obviously, I train there myself. These guys go just as hard in training as they do on a show. So it is a true testament. If you really want to stick it out, you really want to make it in this business, you show up, you come to training, you learn from the best, you work with some of the best, and that's how you become the best.
Absolutely. It takes the best to teach the best.
Exactly. And we have some of the best, in my opinion, some of the best people in the world to learn from. I mean, we've got guys like Wildcat Chris Harris. You never know when he's going to show up at training. He is a wealth of knowledge in this business. The man, Roger Ruffin, hands-on and hands-down, he is one of the best trainers out there. And again, an ungodly amount of knowledge. I learned something new from him every week. And in my honest opinion, the day you stop learning is the day you need to retire. You need to hang it up. Because I've spoken with many individuals and they'll flat tell you, you never stop learning. And that's coming from guys that have been doing this for 25, 30, 35, 40 years. So when you're talking with individuals that have done this for that long, and they're telling you they're still learning every day, that says something. It's an ever-evolving business. You never stop learning. And if you want to be a pro, Bone Crushers is the place to go. That is my rant on training.
Well, I think your rant ended just in the nick of time because we do have one of our scheduled guests, I do believe, waiting on the line. And now
let's
we have
get him on here.
You.
Let's bring him on.
Callers, you are on the air.
What's going on?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we doing tonight?
Fantastic, as always.
Absolutely.
Lord Crew, good to have you on the show. Mercenary. I was actually just speaking of you two just a little while ago.
Oh, and you were? What were you saying? Go ahead and talk some more about us.
I stated facts, you know. You guys took on the former tag team champions this past Saturday in Fairfield. You took on David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater. Now, whether you like it or not, they were able to handcuff Wildcat to the outside of the ring, which prevented him from, I'll just say, getting involved, other than verbally. However,
okay.
I will give credit where credit is due. I have never denied Mercenary, that you are one of the most decorated champions in the company. Lord Crew, former Unified Champion, strong, powerful individual. You two got the job done. I mean, I will not take that away.
You know, I'm actually kind of glad that Wildcat was cuffed to that corner. And the reason that I say that is because it was a chance for us to prove to the naysayers, to anyone who's doubted us, that we can't get the job done on our own, because that proved to everyone that we are the most dominant force in this company and that we can get the job done regardless of the situation.
We've beat David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater numerous times, and yet they get opportunity after opportunity. Well, no more.
So what I'm hearing you say is they're at the back of the line now. If they want another shot, they have to work their way back to that shot.
The last three times that we have stepped into the ring with David and Jordan, we have beat them. We beat them for the NWF Tag Team Championships in Wilmington, Ohio. We beat them the following week at Bone Crushers, and then 1 week later they somehow earned another championship match and lost again.
I get it.
All three times, shoulders pinned to the mat, 1, 2, 3, front of the entire NWF Army. So if you ask me, that's pretty undisputable evidence that we are the rightful and deserving champion.
The only thing I will say, and it's not disagreeing that their shoulders were pinned, because they were pinned to the mat. The only thing I will say was, I saw the video footage from Wilmington. I saw where Wildcat prevented David Tyler from making the save to prolong the match.
I saw no such thing, but carry on.
And as you both well know, the champions do always get at least one rematch to try to get their championship back. So, that being said, who's next for the Crimson Mafia? Like, who would you consider to be next in line for a shot?
Anybody who wants it can get it.
Challenge is open. Anybody in that locker room, step up to the Crimson Mafia and get beat.
Like I said, anyone
open challenge
is more than welcome to step up and try to take it from us. But I have a bit of news for you. It's not going to come easy. You will get beat up. You will get left laying, and we still will remain the champion. So think about that long and hard before accepting the challenge.
You know, while I'm not surprised that you're willing to defend them, it's the fact you're doing it as an open challenge. That, in my opinion, that speaks volumes. You're willing to go out and defend them against anybody out there, anybody that's in that locker room, whether they be the Natty Boys, which I'm a little confused with them sometimes.
I think they're a little confused with themselves.
Well, considering Dustin thinks that Stewie Staggs is Justin Lane and Justin is Stewie, I'd say there's some confusion going on there.
Oh.
Well,
since you mentioned the Natty Boys, let's set the clock back. If I recall correctly, it was because of us that neither one of those two were seen for quite some time. If I recall correctly, both of those men had to be carried out on stretchers because of the Crimson Mafia. If the two of those complete idiots think they even stand a chance against us, they're more than welcome to try. But I have a feeling that the results will be exactly the same as our previous encounters. It'll be us on top and then being carried out on a stretcher.
I can honestly say I wouldn't mind seeing the Natty Boys challenge the Crimson Mafia. However, that is completely up to the powers that be as to who gets the next shot at the tag team championship. Whether it be the Natty Boys, whether it be Lotus and Jesse Hyde, whether it even be, for whatever reason, the Pumpkinheads. Which, that would be just, I'm not sure what I would call that. Other than pumpkin pie, anyone?
Come on, Callie, you got better than that.
Well, I could call it smashing pumpkins because that's probably what would happen in that particular instance, but...
If the Pumpkinheads, they have what it takes, step up, and we'll smash some pumpkins. I'll super kick a pumpkin right off their shoulders. I'm sure a crew has a boot with their names on it. You line them up.
I'm sure there's probably a lot of names on that boot, but I'll digress on that. So long as my name's not on it, I'm fine.
If you keep talking to me the way you are, it just might be.
How have I insulted you this time?
You did question the motives of the Crimson Mafia.
I made one observation, and there's video proof. But that being said, the last time they were defended, that was a clean pin. There was no interference. There was no disputing who won the match. There's nobody can say, oh, well, you know, Wildcat interfered or this happened. I was sitting there. I watched the whole thing. That finish looked eerily familiar, but I can see where the progression of the Mafia is coming along.
I'm not sure if you're referring to the fact that I super kicked David Tyler's head right off his shoulders and pinned him.
I'm just referring to the match in Fairfield in general.
I believe she is referring to the death sentence that those boys wrote for themselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, is that what you were talking about, Callie?
That would be it. That looks eerily familiar.
I mean, as a member of the Crimson Mafia, a 7-time world tag team champion in Wildcat Chris Harris gave us a suggestion. We took it, we capitalized, and we dominated.
And I will not disagree with that.
And that maneuver has been used all over the world, has defeated several of the world's greatest tag teams. We have Wildcat Chris Harris in our corner. He gave us the go-ahead. He taught us the right way. So why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we use these tools that we've been given to prove our dominance as the strongest tag team in the Midwest?
I have no objection to using the tools that you've been given, so long as they stay within the parameters of the rules, and that does. So, I mean, I can't argue a clean victory, and that's what I saw. I saw a clean victory. There is no doubt that the Crimson Mafia proved their dominance this past Saturday in Fairfield. I'm sure you guys will continue to show your dominance throughout the NWF Tag Team Division, which I'm kind of eager to see who does step up to that plate. If it's going to be the Natty Boys, if it's going to be the Pumpkinheads or Lotus and Jesse Hyde or whatever teams decide to step forward and accept that challenge.
Like I said,
I'm all about
you line them
good
up, we'll knock them down. It doesn't matter to me who they put in front of us. You line them up, we'll knock them down. Simple as that.
Pretty simple. The Crimson Mafia will remain the NWF Tag Team Champions now and forever.
You know, forever is a very long time. So basically, and I wish no ill will, so let me be clear right now. So this is basically saying so long as potential injuries are avoided and somebody else, to phrase this nicely, doesn't get lucky and score a pinfall, the Crimson Mafia will remain champions for a very long time.
You know,
I said if they get lucky.
Since you mentioned injury, I want to just reiterate something that I said on my previous spot on this show. The Crimson Mafia, if we rewind the clock back to a year ago, we were gaining steam. We were really starting to show the NWF Army that we are the dominant force, that we are the baddest men in that locker room. And then I had the unfortunate situation with my knee, which set me out for 6 months. So that kind of put a little bit of a hold on things. But I was there the entire time. I was there every single show. I had those boys back whether I was able to be seen or not. It took us a little bit of time to get that steam back, to knock the rust off, and to get back on the same page. But now that we're there, we're on a roll, and we're better than ever. We're stronger than ever, and we're badder than ever. And we will continue this war path that we've set forth. And like I said, anyone who wants it can get it.
I can definitely say that the Crimson Mafia is, pardon the way I'm phrasing this, firing on all cylinders on this one, because you guys have definitely set out a path of destruction. You have laid waste to the former tag team champions. So it's just a matter of who steps up next, and are they up for that challenge? Are they up to taking on what I will go on record as saying currently is one of the most dominant tag teams, dominant factions that we've seen in quite some time. And I've seen a number of groups come through there, and I can honestly say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the Crimson Mafia does stand out as being one of the most dominant and brutal groups I've seen come through. And I'm going back 20 plus years. So that's a lot of people coming through. That's a lot of teams. That's a lot of individuals. And that's a lot of time. I will say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Crimson Mafia does stand out as far as being brutal. When you guys are all on the same page, it is a very scary sight. I sit back at the announce booth and I cringe just from the impact of, per se, the super kick that I've seen the mercenary use over and over over the years. The boot, the side slam.
That super kick has won me a lot of championships.
Yes, it has. I will not, and I cannot dispute that.
Of course,
and I mean,
you
like,
can. The mercenary
like
is the most decorated champion in the history of the company. That goes without say. There's really no dispute.
And I won't even try to dispute that, because he
it
said
be
it's proven it's fact. It would be, because it's a proven fact. If you go back
and
look,
tell the whole story, it would be pointless.
And like I said, so if there is supporting facts to say it, I won't even try to dispute it. Just like I will not dispute the raw power that you yourself possess, Lord Crew. I mean, that there's no other way to say that. It is scary. It is. It is truly. You truly have, as an individual and as a member of the Mafia, stepped up and shown you belong there. Now, obviously, nobody in the Mafia has ever doubted that. After the last interview we had, there were no doubts in my mind, and I don't think there was any doubts in my co-host's mind, that you belong there. And I think the more people see from you, obviously, you are the newest member in that particular group as far as experience goes. But honestly, I can see that experience and those skills progressing match by match. And between the tutelage from Wildcat Chris Harris and the mercenary, that's pretty damn scary. Between those two and your raw power, that's just, I feel sorry for any tag team that steps in the ring. That's plain and simple.
Well, you said it best. I have two of the most seasoned veterans in that locker room in my corner with the mercenary and Wildcat Chris Harris. So with the knowledge that they possess, the strength that I possess, and the complete lack of compassion, complete lack of any sort of worry about anyone's safety or how they feel, and just an absolute bloodlust. I mean, we're a dangerous trio. Everything about us is dangerous. From the strength we possess, to the experience we hold, to the complete disregard for others' safety.
Now, here's a question I'm going to pose this for both of you. Obviously, right now, you hold the NWF Tag Team Championships. Are you looking, while you're still holding those, are you looking to add singles championships to that as well? Or are you focusing more on the tag aspect?
We're focused on dominating the NWF. Let's not forget, Lord Crew himself is a former Unified Champion. I've held multiple singles championships in the NWF. And Wildcat Chris Harris, well, he's known around the world, and he's a former NWF champion. Why wouldn't we focus on dominating the entire NWF?
I mean, I think we've proven that we have the tag team division locked down. That's ours. There isn't a tag team in that company that stands a chance against us. So why wouldn't we go after some singles belt as well? Just to further prove that we are the real deal, that we are the dominant force.
So if I were to pose the question, which championship, I mean, obviously the NWF championship being the biggest prize in the company, but which one or which ones would you go after first? Would you go after the Unified and Tri-State, or would you go straight for the Titan?
Tune as easy as they come. It doesn't matter to me who I'm fighting. I just love to fight. So if it's the king of the fight that's put in front of me, then I'll gladly put my hands up. Him and I went at it in our last show at Hits in Covington, Kentucky, and I missed that by the skin of my teeth. I almost had him beat. So I definitely think that I could stand toe-to-toe with the Titan. So if he's put in front of me, then that's who it is. If Lexus Montez is put in front of me, then that's who it is. Pompano Joe's placed in front of me, then I'll fight Pompano Joe. It does not matter to me who I fight. I just simply love to fight.
What about you, Mercenary?
We fight to win. And I agree 100% with Lord Crew there. Anybody given the opportunity is going to fight. And we're going to fight to win. So, yeah, whether it be the Titan, whether it be Pompano Joe or Alexis Montez, whomever it may be, we'll knock him down.
Well stated. I will say it well stated. What would, in your eyes, be the crowning achievement of the Mafia? As far as, like, obviously you want to dominate the company. Obviously you're well on your way to that. What would be, in the Mafia's eyes, the crowning achievement to doing that?
Seems like the only logical answer would be to hold every championship that's available in the NWF. Hold them all at the same time.
That is a very tall task. I'm not saying you're not up to it, but that is a very tall task.
I would say, or like the crowning achievement would be to go down in the record books as the longest reigning tag team champions, which we have every intention of doing. We've been saying that since the night we captured them. Like I said previous several times in this interview alone, that there isn't a tag team in that locker room that even stands a chance. So who's bad enough to take it from? I don't see those belts going anywhere anytime soon. So at the end of the day, I would like to be known as the longest reigning NWF tag team champion.
That sounds good.
The longest reigning tag team champions in NWF history, the Crimson Mafia. That sounds really
good.
Have
a good ring
I like
to
it.
It. It has a pretty good ring to it.
It sure does.
I cannot dispute that does actually have a very nice ring, but I'm sure there's plenty of other people that would like to try to challenge that aspect to try to prevent the Mafia from achieving that goal. I would like to see the first people to step up. Because obviously, as we've all learned, you never know who's going to show up in the NWF on any given night. I mean, my God, we had Virus there Saturday. Last time we were at Hits, we had the Monster Abyss there. So, you never know, a tag team from the past may come back to challenge. That could be very interesting all on its own to see.
The Crimson Mafia is not going anywhere.
Carry on.
Oh, okay. The Crimson Mafia is not going anywhere for a very long time. We're there every single week. So if anybody wants to come back to just go home again empty-handed.
I don't think there's a tag team in NWF history that could come back that's bad enough to take these belts from us. In the position that we are currently in, I'm ready to take on anyone. I'm feeling good. I've never been stronger. Since this injury, I got myself in the gym. I've been hitting it hard. I'm feeling good. And I feel like I can go heads up with anyone at this point. Anyone you want to place in front of me in the Mercenary, I feel 100% confident in the fact that we can handle business. So bring it back. I don't care.
Let me do this. This is just more for, I'll call it curiosity at this point. If the two of you could hand pick a tag team or two individuals that you would like to face as a team, whether they be current or former in the NWF, who would you actually like to face? Like, who do you think would pose? Who do you think would give you guys a challenge? Because obviously, you don't want to walk in there and just have somebody you can just knock over. You obviously want a challenge. You want to fight. You want a challenge. You don't want to go in there and just be like, "Boom, you're knocked out. Go home. Back of the line, next, please."
Well, there's a lot of great tag teams to go back on. I mean,
definitely.
I'm up for the challenge for anybody that's got the guts to lace those boots and step into the ring with the Crimson Mafia. Present.
Yeah, that was a really tough question. I don't really know how to answer that.
I mean, obviously, I personally, and it's, I'm not going to slight anybody on anything. Personally, me, and I know it's never going to happen, but to me, what would have made a very interesting matchup would have been the Crimson Mafia taking on the team of Angel and Rob the Bomb Williams.
Angel and Rob the Bomb Williams.
You know, that is one person who I've always wanted to step into the ring with who I have not had the opportunity to is Angel. So, yeah, I could agree with that. I think that would be a fantastic challenge. And it would be exactly what the Crimson Mafia needs to 100% solidify everything I've said in this interview so far. Because if we were to have a match with Rob the Bomb and Angel, of course we would win. But that would then silence all of the naysayers, all of the doubters. And it would 100% cement us as the toughest tag team in the history of the company. So yeah, I like that answer.
Oh, I like that answer too.
I definitely think that was a, well, I won't even call it thought out because, I mean, obviously that question was kind of out of nowhere, but I will agree that would be a very good challenge, and anybody who has not had the opportunity to see the Crimson Mafia in action at a live event, that would definitely silence any critics. Like I said, the win you guys had this past Saturday, it was clean. There was no dispute. There's no denying who won that match. There was no way to say there was interference. And I hate to say it in that fashion, but there's no way anybody could say there was interference because there wasn't.
Nope.
You guys,
we dominated that match. We picked up the victory just like we did for the last three matches and just like we will continue to do each and every week.
I mean, I can't deny you guys use the rules to your advantage sometimes, but I mean, if you can do it and you can do it without getting caught, I can't really argue the fact that it's effective. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to like it, but it is effective. And I can't say that I haven't seen.
You know the old saying, it's only illegal if you get caught.
Yeah, I do. I know that saying very well. I've used that saying a time or 12, but so I can't say I necessarily always agree with it. But you're not getting caught, so therefore, you can't really say a whole lot about it.
Therefore, it didn't happen.
You know, that's the difference between a smart criminal and a dumb criminal. Dumb criminals get caught. Smart criminals technically can't even be called criminals.
And because
as long they're not as caught. As long as we're
smart,
walking out of there hands held high with those belts intact, see anything wrong with what we do. Because like I said, it's only illegal if you get caught.
Speaking of, will we see the Mafia in action this Saturday when we return to Bone Crushers?
I guess the NWF Army will have to come down to Bone Crushers and witness the NWF Tag Team Champions in action just to find out if we're going to be there or not. maybe the NWF locker room should be looking over their shoulder.
Looking over their shoulder.
The Crimson Mafia. The Crimson Mafia is known to strike whenever we want to.
This is true. Strike from behind.
You can ask David and Jordan about that. Ask David and Jordan. Ask Stu and Dustin.
This is true. You've definitely had a rivaled history with all four of those individuals. You've both had history with Christopher Michael Lotus, who could probably very well attest to strike anytime the opportunity presents itself. So I guess I can honestly say that's a very fair warning. Have your head on a swivel. I mean, that's basically the gist of what I'm getting from that.
Absolutely.
Eyes in the back of your head, head on a swivel. Because I can honestly say I like the unity that the Mafia shows at all times. I can honestly say you guys never show a sign of weakness. So that is, in my book, that is one of the things that stands out about any good champion or champions is they show no signs of weakness. And you take advantage of the opportunities when they're presented. I will give you credit there. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you come down to Bone Crushers this Saturday night, February the 3rd, 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. Check out the NWF Tag Team Champions, who very possibly are in action that night. Join us at HITS for NWF Shot Through the Heart on February 17th. And then we return to Fairfield, Ohio on February the 24th. Mark those dates, get your tickets, make sure you're there. Because I will say this, and I cannot disagree with the statement. They are currently the most dominant tag team, most dominant group in this company. And I'm looking forward to seeing who steps up to the challenge. Are they really going to be a challenge? And what does future hold? Yes, sir.
Whoever steps up, just be ready for a fight.
I have no doubt about that whatsoever. Because I've seen it firsthand sitting ringside even. You are a very hard-hitting tag team. There is no there's no what they call pulled punches there. If you get hit by a member of the Mafia, you know you got hit. No questions asked. And honestly,
well,
that is
terrifying. In the Northern Wrestling Federation, we are the very best in the entire Cincinnati tri-state area. We deliver the best product in the entire tri-state area.
No disagreement there.
Any individual in the NWF locker room steps through those ropes to do what they do better than anybody else, and that's entertain the NWF Army. But this isn't no song and dance. It's a fight.
That it is. It is a fight to be on top. It is a fight to basically keep your spot, so to speak. Not only do you have to earn it, you have to be able to keep it week in, week out. And as we all know, everything, all roads eventually lead to FanFest. And that is our grand stage. But are we going to, but will we still see, I'm not going to dispute this, but are we still going to see in the coming year, will the Mafia hold the titles for the remainder through this year? Will you guys walk in to the grand stage as the tag team champions? And as far
Crew,
as I
go
can
ahead.
See,
I know, Crew, I know you have an answer for this one. Please, go ahead.
FanFest will mark the one-year anniversary of my return from my knee injury. This time last year, I was laid up, waiting a doctor's approval to come back. The only thing that was on my mind for 6 months of my life was when I could come back. And now that I am back, I'm not going anywhere. Mercenary and I will walk into FanFest with Tag Team Gold, and I can swear to everyone listening and everyone that will be in attendance that we'll walk out remaining the NWF champions.
You heard it, folks. It is a bold prediction, but I have a feeling that that prediction may be reality. The Crimson Mafia is on a tear. They are dominating the tag team division. And it's a matter of who's going to step up. Can they step up to the challenge? And can the biggest question of all, can they get the needed 1, 2, 3? Because somehow or other, I don't see a submission happening. So it's going to be luck of, can you get that 1, 2, 3 on any member of the Mafia?
Anybody want to step up? Come on, prove us wrong.
All I'm going to say is, if you think you're going to do it, you better bring your A game. And you better
bring your A game. Bring your A game. Be ready. Well, I can see that. Bring your A game. Be ready to fight. Pack your breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, whatever you need. But that's going to be a long day. I can see where it's going to be very difficult to dethrone the Crimson Mafia. With that being said, gentlemen, I would like to thank both of you for being on the show this evening. Folks, if you want to see the Crimson Mafia in action, be sure you join us at Bone Crushers this Saturday. See if the new tag team champions are in action there. Make sure you check out some of the hardest hitting action you're going to see anywhere. It's always a bone-crushing night of action when we're at Bone Crushers. That's
and
this
allow
Saturday.
Me to say, on behalf of myself and the mercenary, you're welcome. I'm aware that it's a great privilege for you two to have us on your show. And not just a privilege for the two of you, but for all the listeners. And anyone listening, extend that privilege by coming and seeing us smash heads in person.
Bashing heads, there we go. So if you want to see the best action in town, make sure you join us this Saturday at Bone Crushers. We open our doors at 6 p.m. Bell time is 7 p.m. Remember, folks, we do have plenty of parking, but if you want the best seats in the house, get there early. Hey, Simon, do you have anything you would like to say?
I would actually like to say that it was a pleasure having both of you on the air tonight. And I wish you both continued success.
Well, thank you very much. Crimson Mafia, NWF Tag Team Champions, now and forever.
Gentlemen, have a nice night. I will possibly see you both Saturday at Bone Crushers.
All right. Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you for being on the air. Ace Diamond, have a nice night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Crimson Mafia, at least 2/3 of the Crimson Mafia, your current and, as they say, forever NWF Tag Team Champions. Want to once again thank them for being on the show. Want to thank my co-host, Miss Callie, and we'll see you next week. Have a good night, everybody.